From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is using campaign tactics to press for changes in the nation's health care system. He responded to questions at a town hall meeting in Colorado Saturday and used his weekly address to promote his plans. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
In his weekly address, Mr. Obama urged Americans to lower their voices and listen to one another. He also suggested those who oppose changes in the healthcare system should consider the cost of doing nothing.
If you're worried about rationed care, higher costs, denied coverage, or bureaucrats getting between you and your doctor, then you should know that that's what's happening right now.
Mr. Obama argues that under the current system, costs are soaring, while some 14,000 Americans lose their health insurance every day. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch says making sure every American has access to affordable and quality health care should be an issue that transcends political lines. In his party's weekly address, Hatch said the country expects Washington to tackle health care reform in an honest and responsible manner. But he said more spending, more taxes, and more government is not the answer. Nearly a dozen wildfires have firefighters in California busy. Thousands of firefighters are battling to control the blazes. California State Assemblyman Bill Monning says many of them are fighting the so-called Lockheed Fire in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
They've got more bulldozer teams here than they brought in the Summit Fire last year. There's teams from all over the state of California. And this base camp at the fairgrounds in Watsonville, it's an amazing logistical mobilization. There's hundreds of trucks, thousands of firefighters.
The fires have forced thousands from their homes. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger is urging state residents to heed evacuation orders. He met with firefighters at the Lockheed Blaze Saturday. Meanwhile, the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office says a fire burning in the Los Padres National Forest was started by a cooking fire set by marijuana growers. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling on Iran to release several Americans who are either missing or have been detained there. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Clinton says in a statement that the U.S. is deeply concerned about the welfare of American citizens, and she urges Iran's leadership to quickly resolve all outstanding cases involving Americans. Clinton says Iran should immediately release Iranian-American scholar Kian Tashbakhsh and let him leave Iran to continue his academic pursuits. Clinton also calls on Iran's government to grant diplomatic access to the three American hikers detained last month and asks that they be released without further delay. The hikers have said they entered Iran by mistake while hiking to Iraq. Clinton also says the U.S. remains concerned about Robert Levinson, a retired FBI agent missing since March of 2007. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
And you're listening to NPR News. President Obama's special envoy to Pakistan is in the country, but a scheduled visit to the Swat Valley was postponed by bad weather. Pakistani troops have claimed success in driving out Taliban fighters in the valley. Richard Holbrooke is to meet Sunday with foreign ministry officials and political party leaders. South Korea's president has called for talks with North Korea aimed at ending its nuclear program and cuts in conventional weapons. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Shanghai.
Analysts say it's the first time South Korea's conservative president has publicly called for cuts in conventional arms. In a televised speech, Lee Myung-bak said reducing conventional weapons along both sides of the border would allow resources to be freed up to improve both economies. This was also Lee's first offer of talks since he took office in February last year. Then he angered Pyongyang by ending unconditional handouts. Now he's renewing an offer of aid if North Korea ends its nuclear ambitions. The speech comes 2 days after Pyongyang released a South Korean worker held captive since March in a rare conciliatory gesture. Last week, Bill Clinton secured the release of two U.S. journalists accused of illegally entering North Korea. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Shanghai.
Meanwhile, North Korea is denouncing UN sanctions as a joint U.S.-South Korea military exercise draws near. Pyongyang is threatening the U.S. and South Korea with what it calls merciless retaliation and an all-out war of justice. The North's economy has been hit by UN sanctions imposed after a long-range rocket launch in April and a nuclear test in May. The annual military drills get underway on Monday, and the North routinely calls in preparations for an invasion. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.